Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Goss Talk Radio, another thrilling, spilling episode every Monday, 5:30 to 6. Well, first I want to big shout out to the Coffee Club in Bradenton. Say, how you doing, dudes? Nice and warm down there, I guess. A little chilly up here. And let's get to the real deal. How about the Steeler game yesterday with the Browns? They scored 7 points against Cleveland. Oh, touchdown. They scored a touchdown against Cleveland. One touchdown. In the red zone, how many times? Field goals. Any other team? They probably would have lost. I know it's the Browns, and they all look good, and everybody's saying good things, but they're a bad team. That team is a bad, bad team, in my opinion. Big Ben is lost without the deep guy. Take Brown away, you have no other receiver. Hayward Bay's gone. Bryant's gone. Coach isn't playing. So, instead of using the underneath stuff all day long, they pass the ball or give the ball to Bell. Good teams are going to stop that. You have to have a receiver to go deep in this league. Have to. Even if Coach got a broken hand, I'd send them deep just for the threat. You got to send them deep. Wasn't too impressed with the Steelers at all yesterday, even though they won. Cleveland is just terrible, but I think a good high school team could beat this team. They are so bad, it's just pitiful. Pitiful. I pity the fans up there. Just pitiful. And the Steelers, they don't look too much better. I think they're heading in the wrong direction. I really do. Number's 516-666-9990. Field goals aren't getting it. You got to score. They let that team hang around. It was over fourth quarter. There was only one score away from being a ball game, Cleveland, until the defensive touchdown. Only one score. Let them hang around, oh, just terrible, just bad. They can't get in the end zone. The tight end, Jesse James, is no starting tight end, maybe third string. Darius Green hasn't come around. It's going to take him a while, I think. He's missed all training camp. He's missed 8-9 games. It's going to take him a while to get back in condition. It's just a bad year. This week, Thanksgiving, I think they're going to take the turkey, tell you the truth. I think you're going to get turkey with gravy on it. I think they're going to get bombed. You know how they play away. I wouldn't bet on them, that's for sure. And after that, they got the Giants at home. They might beat the Giants. I look for this team to go 8-8. If they're lucky. They'll beat the Browns again. They'll lose to Buffalo. They probably will beat the Giants at home. I'm thinking they might beat the Giants at home. They'll probably lose to Baltimore. 7-9, 8-8. That's my theory. That's my opinion. That's my pick. Guys are bad. Let's get to the phones. We got a phone call right now with, get to it right now. Hello?
Hey, what's going on? It's Dustin from Davenport. I just thought I'd give you a call, see what, I heard some of your thoughts on the game. I was afraid when McCown came back in, I thought, here we go, a new quarterback, and I thought he was going to lead them back. But luckily, did just enough to win the game. I mean, the final score said otherwise. You know, if you didn't watch, it wouldn't have been, you would have thought, oh, they dominated. But it was pretty close for most of it. But that division, like I said, it's still there for the taking. So Cincinnati basically eliminated themselves. Cleveland's been eliminated since week one, so Pittsburgh, Baltimore. Someone's getting in the playoffs that shouldn't be there. But hey, I mean, if you're Pittsburgh, just beat Baltimore once. I mean,
yeah,
hey, I mean, it's still. I thought Baltimore would. I thought there'd be Dallas because I thought Dallas was due for a letdown game. You know how the NFL goes, like. But instead, it ended up being Tampa Bay beating Kansas City because, you know, everyone pounded Kansas City and Tampa Bay wins. So, I mean, I just thought it was an unpredictable – I thought Baltimore – luckily for Pittsburgh's sake, hey, Baltimore lost. Pittsburgh won. You're all tied up in that division. I mean, I don't really think you have anything to lose. I mean, look at Green Bay. They're 4-6 now. Who would have thought that? I mean, I guess 5-5 is a – in the NFL right now is a hell of an accomplishment. I don't know. I mean, the teams in Arizona, if you'd asked me at the beginning of the season, I would have said Pittsburgh's a lock for the playoffs, Arizona's a lock for the playoffs, Green Bay's a lock for the playoffs. Green Bay still might be able to make it because the Lions lead that division, but Green Bay needs to do something fast. Arizona, they're about done because Seattle's going to win that division. But if you had told me this is the standings, I would have never believed it. It's just a nightmare for some of these teams.
Yeah, it's bad. This whole division's terrible, and the Steelers are bad. They look terrible. I tell you what, I was disappointed. I was really disappointed they get down on well, I'll tell you what, if Tomlin didn't go for that touchdown, if they didn't make that touchdown, they were shit out of luck because there was no time on the clock.
Yeah,
you could have been a lot closer than what it was, buddy.
Yeah, he did that versus San Diego. I think it was last year where he took a chance.
Yep.
Times running out. They were either going to win or lose it all on that. And like you said, if he didn't get in versus Cleveland, they would have had all the momentum. I would have been interested to see if McCown started the whole game because I don't know why they keep throwing that poor rookie in. He got concussed again.
I'll tell you what, if McCollum would have played the whole game, they may have lost.
Yeah, that's what I was – I don't understand why Cleveland – well, who knows? I mean, I don't understand why they're paying him. And the rookie, I would have never – but, you know, I would have waited for him to – so he doesn't lose all of his confidence because they don't have many talented playmakers to begin with. But I thought if anyone was going to be Pittsburgh for Cleveland, it was going to be that Isaiah Crowell and – they don't really have a big day, so I guess that will help the confidence of the run defense because two times a season they've been gashed with Dolphins.
What about the officiating? Is it terrible or what? Oh, is it bad?
Watching the Seattle game yesterday, and every time there was a big play, there was a touchdown called back. I mean, it was a pick play, but still, there's a lot of penalties. In the NFL
a lot of
today.
Stupid penalties in the Steelers game. It should never have been called, but, I mean, ridiculous plays. Ridiculous. Just terrible. Officiating in this league, I thought hockey was bad. Wow. Jeez. This league is terrible. What's your prediction on Turkey Night, Dustin?
Turkey Night normally doesn't fare well for them. I mean, last time I remember they played Turkey Night was the infamous Ravens Steelers Tomlin. Was in the field of play. So I'll go Indy in a close one. I'm hoping they show up. You would think because Indy just lost, they kind of do. I'm hoping the Steelers can prove me wrong and get a win, but I'm going 27-24 Indy in a close one.
I'm going Indy 30, Steelers 17 because that's about what they score on the road, 17 points. Everybody looking like they never seen a football before. Another road, typical road loss for them. Can't do nothing. Can't catch, can't run, can't block, can't tackle. That's what I'm looking for.
Maybe they'll build off this Cleveland road game. It's a short week. Maybe they'll remember how to play football for this Thursday night game. But Indy really needs it. I mean, Houston, they lead that division. I think they might be the worst team to have as many wins as they currently do. I mean, one game I saw Brock Osweiler versus Denver had 98 passing yards. It was the fourth quarter with 7 minutes to go. So I mean, they're real. Houston's bad, so. But they're.
I see Romo wants to go to Denver.
He wants to go to Denver. Well, he definitely wants out because he realizes his playing days are done in Dallas. But there's only there's only so many teams that will take him. If you're Denver, would you do it? I don't know.
Oh, I ain't paying him $20 million. What the hell?
Yeah,
no way. I'm not paying him $10 million. No way.
Yeah.
Well, hey, look, Dustin, thanks for calling. We got another phone caller here. Keep
all
listening,
right,
buddy.
Yes, sir.
All righty.
Enjoy the rest of your show. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. And we take another caller. They're stacking like cordwood, buddy. Hello, Gostop.
Hey, Gosman, Will Dowd.
Hey, Will Dog, back from Jamaica.
Back from Mexico.
Jamaica,
bro.
Man. What's up?
Hey, how about them Steelers?
Looking bad, man. Looking bad.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
I was keeping up
looking
with them.
Looking bad, real bad.
33,000 feet in the air, keeping tabs on the game. I couldn't hear it. Couldn't watch it. But, I was at least pleased to see that they were able to pull the W off of Cleveland, because if they lost to them, that was the season right there. That was the
turn
season.
Turn out the
lights,
party's over.
You better believe it. You better believe it.
Yep. Yep.
And I gotta
yeah,
tell
was,
you guys, I can't believe. What's
go
that?
Ahead.
Oh
go ahead.
No, I heard from what I understand, James Harrison was a beast.
Not that I know, you know, he got a sack.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, Tua looked good. He played good, but you know, it's Cleveland. I mean, it's they stink. I'll tell you what, I think Cannon McMillan could beat that team.
Wow.
I'm not kidding you.
Wow, that says something.
They're bad. That's the worst team I've seen in pro football for years. For years, they're just terrible. Just terrible. That's why they're 0-11.
Yeah.
And the Steelers only scored one touchdown on them. They kicked a couple field goals and had a defensive touchdown.
Yep.
Yeah. Looked bad.
I got to tell you, when you got weapons like a Le'Veon Bell and you got a Antonio Brown, arguably the best receiver, best running back in the league, it makes you wonder, you know. It makes you wonder why that game isn't a blowout.
Well, they double-covered Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
Somebody
yeah.
else has to be open, which they're not. But they missed that Martavis Bryant. They miss a deep threat.
Yeah.
That's
yep.
who they. But hey, changing sports. You see McCutcheon. Their Pirates might trade him to Seattle. They were taking trade offers from Seattle.
Really? For who?
Oh, a couple prospects.
Get out of here.
Yep.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, Seattle said they wanted a little bit too much, and they closed the deal, but supposedly they wanted their top prospect. The Pirates wanted their top prospect and a couple other guys from McCutcheon, and Seattle nixed the deal. They said no, they want too much. So they probably will end up getting some 60-year-old Usher and a couple popcorn peanut vendors.
I love pirate strategy. It's all about keeping just enough people in the seats to make it profitable. You know, just a hint of success and potentially a wild card berth. You know, it's unbelievable.
That's what P.T. Barnum said. There's an ass for every seat.
Yeah, that's true. That is definitely
yeah.
true, and that's the mentality. It's not about putting together a winning team this year. It's about putting together a team that may win in the future, but just enough to keep people in the seats to make it interesting.
Well, they'll say, oh, we got a couple prospects. Oh, good. We're going to be good five years down the road. How long have you been hearing that? We're going to be good 5 years down the road. We're going to be great. We're going to be there. We're gonna be 5 years down the road. Yeah, but this kid will be 35 years old. He'll finally develop him. He'll bring him up. He'll be 30 years old.
Hey, guys, man, I got a funny article for you, all right? You guys were talking about Tony Romo.
Yeah.
He said Tony Romo walked onto the field yesterday, ruled active for the first time in 360 days. Active, that is, in fetching water for the guys who actually need it, Dak Prescott and Ezekiel Elliott. He said around the seven-minute mark into the third quarter, Romo dropped the clipboard to help out Prescott, heading over to the coolers to get some water. Onlookers say Romo kept filling cup after cup, then when attempting to carry them over to Prescott and every member of the offensive line coming off the field, tripped over the clipboard, falling awkwardly on the turf, laying in agony. Romo allegedly immediately grabbed his shoulder, and his teammates rushed over feeling the worst.
And he's
said he broke his collarbone.
It's month.
Yeah. He said he broke his collarbone.
I wouldn't doubt that at all. He wants to go to Denver. Denver says,
man.
Yeah, we'll pay him $5 to $20 million, sure.
I'll tell you where you'll you may find him in Cleveland if they can't get anybody up there, you know?
Yeah. <That's> a, oh, yeah. And he will be hurt. One game will be out. That guy that yesterday, that guy they put two out. Was it in Kessler? Right? They hit him so hard he didn't know what day it was. And then Godwin, he got his lunch. He probably said, "Get me out of here. I am too old for this." Yeah, and then RGD, too, he was on the sideline. He was undressed. He was probably thanking his lucky star. what a team. What a team. But the Steelers didn't impress me at all, and I think this Thursday they'll get beat again. And then they play the Giants at home. They might beat the Giants because they play great at home. They look like $1 million at home.
Yeah.
And, yeah, same old. Lose, win, and I think they'll be 8-8.
What do you think about it? Do you think potential playoff berth? No. What do you think?
Well, the division's so bad, they could win. They could win that division 8-8.
Yeah. Well, what's your take on the whole Tomlin situation? Because that's the big thing right now is that they should really aggressively start looking at some new coaching in there.
Tell me who.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right.
You got to tell me who. Who you want? Bruce Arians? He can't win a game. Wiesenhunt, he's a offensive coordinator at San Diego. They can't win a game. They had that other bum, what's his name, Don Tennessee, beside LeBeau. His defense is getting shredded. What the hell is his name? He used to be McCarthy or something. He's getting his rear end kicked.
Sometimes I agree with him,
but who are you going to get in here? Who do you want?
Here's the funny thing.
Well, Belichick
ain't
walking
thing.
Through that door. Here's
the funny thing I hear a lot. You know, they're hoping Cowher comes back, and I said, weren't you guys booing him out of here?
They couldn't wait to get him out of here. It was 8-8 his last year here. They couldn't wait to get him out. Yeah, is Tomlin the best coach in the league? No, that's what I keep saying. But, you know, tell me who you want to get. You got to be careful.
Yeah.
Who you get in here? I mean, you know, the guy has winning seasons, but, hey, let's put it this way. You need the horses to win. You don't have the horses.
Yeah.
You better get better draft picks. And one of their problems is they've been picking in the top, the bottom half every year for years.
Yep.
What they do need is a couple 6 and 10 years like Cowher had. He got Ben Roethlisberger to make a trade. They made a trade for Polamalu.
Yeah.
You got to get creative. Make a trade. Get free agents. Get somebody. They're going to have a lot of salary cap, so they can get some free agents in there. Make good creative. Trade somebody.
Yeah.
I'd never sign this Antonio Brown. Never. 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 They don't win. Wide receivers
That's
don't
true.
Win for you. Defense.
That's true.
Defense wins championships. Offensive line, running game.
Look at Brady. Hey, Gosman, look at Brady. When's the last time he had a stud back there?
No, when's the last time he had a wide receiver like LeBron or Dez Bryant or these other guys? They don't want them. Belichick don't want these Cinderellas up there, these divas.
He doesn't have no A.J. Green, Julio Jones, Reggie.
He don't have none of them.
Yeah.
Oh. He got a couple little white guys that – what the hell's his name?
Edelman and Amendola and
yeah, to 5'7". Nobody can
Wes
watch
Welker.
Them two. And he got the big monster tight end Gronk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he got a nice little running back that runs the ball every once in a while.
Yeah,
you got the four. They got defense. They tell you what they do. They trade people and they get picks that are high, third,
yep.
second. You know, they trade that Jamie Collins. He'd be the best linebacker on the Steelers. Trade him
yeah.
to Cleveland.
Yeah, I remember.
You
I
want too much
that.
Money? See you later. Get a third round
yep.
pick for you. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, hey, Will Boggs, what time did you get in yesterday or last night or this morning or whatever?
1 a.m., guys, man. Late.
Yikes.
One
How
delay
was that trip?
After trip was great, but tell you what, it was one plane delay after another plane delay after another plane delay, man.
Wow. In other words, there was a lot of plane delays.
Oh, man, I'm telling you.
Yeah. Wow.
And you missed all the football, too, so you get, you miss it all. And I caught a little bit of the game there, New York, New Jersey. That's where I was at. So big shout out to Newark. Good, a great airport. Spent enough time there yesterday.
Yeah. Newark, New Jersey.
Uh-huh.
Been there. Yep. Yeah. I was wondering when you were coming back.
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah. Going to be interesting coming up, guys, man. I think, you hope you get it together, but we'll see what happens.